Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I have Patricia Atkinson in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
And Patricia is one of the co-founders for the Walk MS Sitka. And can you tell us a little bit about what Walk MS Sitka is?
Well, it's an event that we've been holding here in Sitka for about 4 years. I think this is our fourth year. And it has been held around the nation in various communities. It is simply an opportunity for people to express their support for people who are living with MS. And there's a lot of latitude in how you plan the event and execute it. You can do any number of things. I attended the walk in Fairbanks a few years ago, and that was a lovely walk along the Chena River. But so what we decided to do here in Sitka was to start at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park and walk to Whale Park along the beautiful Seawalk there. So we think that we have the most beautiful walk in the United States, actually.
And how did you get involved with this event?
Well, I got involved when Colleen Dahlquist and I were having a conversation one day, and we had actually... We were in the Juneau airport at 10 o'clock at night, as people often are, and just having a little conversation, and somehow we got on this topic of multiple sclerosis, and we decided that we should do something in Sitka and start a walk. So that was probably 5 years ago, and we kind of figured out how to do it, and we talked to Dave Nutzel at SAIL, and he also thought that was a great idea. So the three of us, just kind of as community volunteers, decided to put it on, and it was really pretty simple to put together. It's a really fun event to plan, and very simple, and we've had a lot of community support, and so there it is. Here we are 4 years later.
And you mentioned earlier that there's something a little bit different about this year. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, sure. So the National MS Society is divided into various chapters, and we're part of the Northwest chapter. They serve all the Northwest states, including Alaska. And they made a change in how they do things. Previously, they were very involved in the planning of it, and really wanted to know all the details and so on. And this year they said, hey, if you want to do a walk, then you're kind of on your own, which really suited us pretty well. But the difference is that we're not on the official National MS Society walk page, but we are doing what's called a do-it-yourself fundraiser. And that's given us some flexibility in how we want to do things, like being able to change the date a couple times to accommodate other community events. But if people want to find us on the National MS Society homepage, you can just Google Walk MS Sitka 2018, and you will come to our fundraising page. So this is a walk to raise funds for MS research. And it's also a walk. You don't have to make a donation. It's entirely voluntary. You can just come out and show your support and your love for people. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event.
What is your favorite part about this walk?
I think the walk itself. So over the years, we've had gorgeous days to do it, and we've had very rainy days to do it. A couple of times I've had a grandchild or two accompany me or other family members, and that's been really fun. It's just an opportunity to get out with your friends and go for a nice walk. So that's a really great part of it. Yeah. And it's very heartwarming to see all the support for people. We've had people that are in wheelchairs do the walk. We call that a roll, I guess. we've had people who have mobility impairments. We try and put out chairs along the way, so if you need to rest along the way, you can do that. And SAIL is going to be bringing their van, and they'll be at Whale Park, where the walk ends, and so they will help take anybody back to the starting line if they can only walk one way. So we just are trying to make it easy for anybody who wants to participate.
And why is this an important event?
Well, it's really important because this is a disease that affects so many people. You may have friends or family members that you don't even know have this disease, because a lot of people live with it long term and are able to manage their symptoms fairly well. There's a lot of symptoms that are not really visible. Mm. And so I think it's just important to draw some awareness to this, because it has a big effect on people. Many people are able to still live very adventurous lives or work full time and do everything that they can. I don't mean to imply that everybody with MS has a lot of impairment, but there is a toll on people, and it's a disease that we would like to see progress made. The National MS Society is the biggest funder of, it's the biggest private funder of research. And there have been a lot of strides in recent years. Over the last 20 years, many medications have been developed that have allowed people to live with MS more easily.
And what is, can you just tell us a little bit about what MS is?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis is a disease of the nervous system. It's where the myelin sheath that protects the nerves is being degraded. And so slowly or quickly, because there's really no set pace of progression of the disease, the neurons within the brain simply don't connect properly, or the neurons that are feeding the rest of the body don't connect. So that's why it often can result in mobility impairments, fatigue, depression, just lots of really symptoms that really affect people's lives.
And can you tell us a little bit about your connection to this event, or why it's important to you specifically?
Yeah, I have several family members who have MS, and I've just seen firsthand. For example, my brother-in-law, who lives in Fairbanks, he's a disability rights advocate, just an amazing person. Mm. I've traveled with him. We went to Africa together, actually, with my sister, the three of us driving around in Namibia and Botswana. And he was in a wheelchair. He had some, at times he had to be in the chair, and at times he had walking sticks that really helped him. But we had the most amazing experiences. We were with elephants. We saw so much wildlife. It was fantastic. And, you know, just seeing how difficult it was for him at times to be able to get out and see things and do things. There was a lot of driving on that vacation, which was really good for him. And it's important to me that people understand that this is a disease. It's often silent, but it does affect people, and we want to just show our love for people.
If you are just tuning in, I have Patricia Atkinson in the studio with me. She's one of the co-founders for the Walk MS Sitka, which is happening this Saturday, May 5th. Sign-in is at 12:45 p.m. at Paxton Industrial Park.
Right.
Correct?
Right. People can park down there, and we'll just get going right at 1 o'clock. We're hoping that people will go to the health fair first and then come over to the walk. So we tried to plan it so that people can hit all the different events in town.
And if people can't attend the event on Saturday, how can they support this effort?
Well, if they want to make a donation, they can simply go to the to our homepage, our donation homepage, and that would be great. If they want to just reach out to people that they might know who have MS and say, we're here for you, and how can we help you if there's anything that can be done? Mm. And also just to increase their own awareness, do some research, think about it. think about how people with disabilities are treated. Think about how they are able to live in our society. You know, I recently broke my foot, and so I just got the tiniest taste of what it's like and how even a curb can be a barrier that prevents you from being able to do something. So I think that the more people can just think about their neighbors, their friends, their loved ones, and how we all have something that affects us, and people living with MS have some really big challenges.
Thank you so much for being in the studio with me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.